This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who will explain the meaning of a toot.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right.
How much, can find around better than listening to the Beatles get you started. And here comes the sun. Here, there, someplace around the world at the moment, the sun's coming up and you can see it. And the moon's not in the way, so it's even better. Hooray!
Hooray!
It's a beautiful thing. Beauty, speaking of beauty, it's in the eyes of the beholder. And it can apply to different things, not just the way you look, but the way you sound, the way you act. There are a lot of beautiful people around who aren't great to look at, but they, you know, that's not the only measure of what beauty is all about. Check it out. There's a website called The Beholder that you can go to look at, and you'll, I think, get a lot. It influences me once in a while, and it's a good place to go if you want to lift your spirits, and that's kind of what this program is supposed to do most of the time. I hope it accomplishes that. It's called the Good Day Program. Jay Kirshner is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. She's in Cleveland. I'm on my farm outside of Boston. James Collins is in the control room of our master control studio down in Dallas. And so we get into almost a daily routine now, talking about some lottery winner someplace. It always gets people thinking, oh, this is great. There are always good lottery stories. And here's the story of a man from Maryland who seems to enjoy playing the lottery. He managed to purchase not one, but two winning tickets for the same drawing. And he says it happened by accident. This guy doesn't want everybody to know who he is, and I don't blame him. He won $1 million on each of the two tickets that he purchased. Oh, my God, what sign is this guy born
the
under,
same
right?
Numbers.
Buys two tickets, and he gets two wins. God love him. He says he doesn't typically play games like Powerball or Mega Millions unless the jackpot is over $1 billion. So when the jackpot went to $1 billion, he tried his luck. Opted to buy a few tickets from a 7-Eleven store. He used pre-select numbers. That's what happens, right? You just, that's what I do when I buy them. I just feel like if I'm in a store somewhere, I see the number. Okay, I'll buy a couple of tickets. So anyway, he used the replay feature, which allows players to scan an old ticket to get a new one with the same numbers, which is something that some folks say is the way to win. You play the same number over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And sooner or later, I suppose the odds are better that it'll hit. And so that's what he did. God love this guy. Right? He missed the big one by just one number. He called his wife to share the big news. And then he went home and they had a big... he said they had a... when they realized what they had, they started to cry.
It's life-changing. Yeah, that's enough money to use something to help you off. Dads do any of that, but also enough that you can have some left over to invest.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so here's another element. A lady won $1 million. She bought a lottery ticket, she said, by mistake. Dateline, Virginia. Rural Virginia. She lives outside of Roanoke, Virginia. She says, that's the best mistake of my life. This lady's name is Miriam Long. She said she went to a local CVS to purchase a ticket for Mega Millions, which at the time had a $900 million jackpot. While using the machine to purchase a Mega Millions ticket, she accidentally pressed a button for a Powerball ticket, as, I guess, instead of it or in addition to it.
Yeah.
And luckily for her, the Powerball ticket she mistakenly purchased matched the first five winning numbers in the drawing. $656 million jackpot for the big winner, but five matching numbers, nothing to sneeze at. She won $1 million. She said her heart was pounding. It's overwhelming. Of course it is. It's $1 million is $1 million. She was one of $5 million winners across the country for that particular drawing. So anyway, God love her and the other guy with his wife.
Yeah, good for them.
Just a neat, sweet story. Now, speaking of money for a minute, let's talk. We're approaching tax time, right? All the money's got to be in by the 15th, which is, what, next Monday?
Less than a week.
Right. Right. Okay. So have you done your taxes? I've talked to any number of people that I know who are small business folks, and they're preparing the tax return, couples, individuals. You have until next Monday to make sure the money that you owe for last year is in federal coffers. You do not have to have your tax return finished. A lot of people think that they are both mandated for April 15th. Mm-hmm. That is not the case, but it's probably a good idea, because if you're a procrastinator and you put it off and you wait until it's October the 11th.
Yeah, October 15th.
Yeah, right. I better
October
get this ready for next
we
week.
Know it.
Yeah, right. Oh, boo, don't say that. So anyway, somebody asked a question. I was listening to a show, I think Bloomberg, when I'm in my car and I don't have Sirius, I'm listening around. I do listen to some of the music stations, but then I'll listen also to Bloomberg, which I think is very helpful. It's well done. The information is good and solid. So there was a discussion of whether or not this person could claim her parents as dependents. So this is something you think about your children as dependents, but do you ever think about your parents as dependents?
Especially if you're apparently, a caretaker, or you're they live with you. Which
right.
that so, is, yeah, becoming more and more of a thing.
Right. So this is like we're into the sandwich generation conversation. You don't claim your children, but you claim your parents because they're living with you, one or both of them. And so apparently the trend is because seniors can't afford to live on their own anymore and they're living with their children's help. This is, of course, the inflation that's happened the last few years and all of the other things, COVID, people needing to be together. So there's a poll that suggests almost half of Americans will claim their parents in one way or another during the tax season as some sort of dependent. And I think that's it's startling, actually, when you look at it. Americans age 25 or older with a living parent claiming their parents on their taxes this year. That is really surprising. But poverty among older people, 65, 70 years of age, people who have retired either too soon, you know, a lot of people have to keep working. In a sense, I want to keep working, but I kind of have to because there are a lot of responsibilities that I have that continue. It doesn't make any difference what my age is. It's still supporting a lot of things like the farm, and there's just a number of things that require me to continue to keep producing, but it's good for me. I like it, so I don't feel like it's a burden at all. And many of you may feel the same way. I had this conversation with somebody the other day in Florida about retiring, and Ken Cronus and I, when I visited with him on Monday, were talking about it because he's not quite as old as I am, but he's practicing medicine, and he looked at me and we were talking about it, and he knows that I'm not going to retire. And we've had this conversation a couple of times about him and what, the requirements are for him to keep up the schedule that he does, because his staff is happy to tell me that there are many days when they're in the office until 10 o'clock One of the ladies was there until midnight last week working with him on computer stuff because that's how he, you know, he wants to take care of everybody. So, you know, back to the cost of giving care. Apparently, this past year, Americans spent $470 billion, according to estimates, to take care of loved ones. That is, people who are older, preparing meals, paying bills, medications, nursing tasks, all that sort of thing. And I don't think we've thought about it. Apparently, the average caregiver spent almost $7,000 in out-of-pocket expenses to help their parents. And so this stuff becomes tax-deductible. And that's the point. If you're helping your parents, there is a way to now deduct. I don't know that there's a special column. I haven't looked at my tax return is done by somebody who knows what they're doing. I've never been good at this stuff. I understand the system. I understand how it works. I understand reporting income and deductions and all that stuff. But there are different things that make what you spend eligible. And so apparently you can't claim as a dependent if your parents have enough money to pay taxes. It's only if they don't have enough money. Apparently, your parents' gross income cannot be more than $5,000. It looks like so. And there are a lot of people who, you know, through retirement and other things, they don't have that money. Plenty of people like that. It's hard to imagine, but that's the way it is. So your financial support has to exceed your parents' income by at least a dollar during the tax year. That's how you figure this out. So you can use calculations. I'm sure that you go to H&R, Johnny Carson used to call him H&R Goniff, H&R Block, or what's the other one? Hewitt, Jackson Hewitt, big tax folks. But there are plenty of good, I just have my accountant do it. The person that you use if you're in business, you probably have an accountant that works on your books, and that's the best way to have your taxes repaired. Good, Doug. Prepared. Although I think sometimes they do have to be. They do have to be repaired. Some of the numbers are ooh-wee. But I don't know. I just think sometimes people are just dumb about their taxes. People are afraid. They are. People are afraid of the IRS, so they do things that they don't have to do legally. That's why it may be worth it to spend a few bucks with somebody who really knows what they're doing, a tax preparer that can keep you from overpaying. Because why would you want to overpay? It's not patriotic.
Who wants
to
that?
Waste? Yeah, right. That's not your patriotic duty to overpay your taxes by any stretch of the imagination. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for...
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All righty, 23 after the hour. This is a good day program. Social media time in this hour devoted to the technology that we, I think yesterday I got myself really worked up about artificial intelligence and where it's going and where we're going and what's going to happen when the two, our brains, collide with the so-called brains of the artificial intelligence world. All right, so let's go back. Let's take a step backwards here, Jay, shall we? And as we, in this hour, talk about social media in general and some of the technology and the trends, there's a, you know, you look at the grip that just several people and companies have on social media and how much of a problem it presents as we continue to deal with some of the things, the throw-offs of all of these big companies. A trillion-dollar company, for example, controls Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp. And so that's an example of what one company, how one company and the ownership of the company can create problems around the world. The, you know, the whole business of censorship, even though it's a private company, there's a confusion about what is freedom of speech. And, you know, you look at what they've done, blocking things that, you know, there was an example, I think, last week after Facebook apologized for blocking links by a nonprofit, an independent journalist who published a report that criticized Facebook and accused
it
of suppressing posts.
Suppressing posts.
Of doing what it does. Yeah. And then it suppressed the post. So, hello, how much more blatant can you get? There were about 6,000 stories that have been posted about Facebook that disappeared from the platform. And there was this Kansas City Reflector, which is a small newspaper in Kansas. The stories that are there, the Reflector was shut down as well. The staff had no idea why Facebook had blown up these stories. I guess I don't know what the content of the stories were, but they basically have their newspaper online, and Facebook took it down. Maybe it's because there was an opinion piece in the Reflector that had a criticism of Facebook. So you can see how thin-skinned Zuckerberg is,
and how thin-skinned Facebook is doesn't have any. How many times have you been taken down on Facebook, Jay? I know that once in a while we talk. I know people on my farm have posted things and they get taken down.
Yeah, I don't really post anything on the personal stuff, but we've had on the Good Day Networks page, the page itself hasn't been pulled down or put in timeout or anything like that, but there have been posts that have disappeared. They've been removed, but if you go to look at like deleted, they're not even showing up. Or there have been times where, Doug, you're telling me you see something, and I actually log into your account, and I see something. Don't but if I it. Try to look at it from my account or a different account, I'm not seeing it. Like, in this isn't just in your newsfeed when you go to the actual page, but there was a teen and young adult kind of get help program I worked with. And one of the posts that we had was what the program did was connect people who were hurting with people who could actually help. And we called them hope coaches. And then they would go off onto like different other organizations based on what the issue was. And it was National Eating Disorders Month. And so the post contained, if you or someone you know are struggling with an eating disorder, there's help. And then it has a whole list of links where you can go get help. Well, the page was suspended, and the reasoning was that we were using bullying verbiage because we were calling out a specific group of people in our post where it was actually a helpful post. But the page itself was suspended for 2 weeks.
Yeah, there you go. I thought it was interesting because the apology that Meta did regarding the blocks was first published on X. So who's watching that? Anyway, these people are... They're disgusting, frankly. All right, 28 after the hour here in Good Day.
When every dollar counts, hit those dollar stores. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You might have heard newscasters chuckle when Dollar Tree stores recently marked up some items to $1.25. But Dollar Tree and Dollar General and Family Dollar are still the best place to buy things that cost dollars more elsewhere. Next time you're at the drugstore, look at the price on the back of greeting cards there. And why pay more for picture frames, phone cables and chargers, and school and home office supplies? Santa will thank you for buying gift bags and wrapping paper at dollar stores. And because breakage happens, the price is right for wine glasses and martini glasses and other drinkware. Cheers! How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Reactions are still pouring in following the passing of O.J. Simpson. Jeff Michaels, a former Los Angeles TV news reporter who chased Al Cowling's Ford Bronco with Simpson in the back seat during that infamous slow-speed pursuit in 1994. He said the news of Simpson's death is a mixed bag.
As a journalist, someone of mixed emotions, because I really don't want to give the man more celebrity than he already had. It's at the sacrifice of two lives.
Simpson passed away at the age of 76 on Wednesday in Las Vegas. A series of storm swept across the south, northeast of Houston. The Southern Baptist of Texas Disaster Relief Arm said it sent volunteers to help in flood-stricken areas, particularly in Jasper County. The interpreter who worked with Los Angeles Dodgers standout Shohei Ohtani is facing federal charges for bank fraud, accused of embezzling $16 million from him. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada revealed the charges on Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It has been a good day.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
I run the office, tend the cabins, grounds, do little errands for my mother. The ones she allows, I might be capable of doing.
Don't you go out with friends?
A boy's best friend's his mother.
That was a
it's
home
very
run
sweet
for
when
Jay.
You don't know the context.
Right. Yeah, no, that's the problem with sometimes. I like having the things. You can hear that and you get the context of it. People who have seen The Exorcist can get it. And so it's thought-provoking. And, in order for me to get it, I would have had to have listened to a whole bunch of. And I don't even know then whether I would have gotten it or not because I've never seen The Exorcist and have no desire to have seen The Exorcist. But you've seen it. It's probably something you have on What, remote? Let's play a little of this every night for Jay. She loves this stuff. Anyway, so tell us a little about that scene, if you
Psycho.
Will.
Psycho. Yes, it's the remake of Psycho from the 90s. Vince Vaughn, Anne Heche, and she checked into his motel. And he's talking about that his, you know, a boy's best friend is his mother, which seems so sweet, but it ultimately ends up being creepy. Because, spoiler alert, the mother was dead and he was keeping her body and also kind of, like, dressing up as her and pretending to be and having conversations.
See, Vince Vaughn, I'm not a fan of his, never have been, but I can see him playing a creepy role like that. And actually Anne Heche as well, because she was capable of, you know, kind of playing those.
Oh, she was the victim.
But she's played some pretty tough roles in her life.
What was the one with Harrison Ford, 6 days, 7 nights?
That was cute.
The two of them in that film.
That was cute. It was on an island, an airplane, and whatever it was. But yeah, it was a very cute movie. All right, here we are, folks, living on planet Earth. Wild and crazy time. The jubilation that we hopefully can find here, there, and everywhere. And I found another, I guess, you would call this a jubilation. The Navy and the Coast Guard have rescued three mariners who were stranded on a tiny Pacific Ocean. This is like a scene from Castaway, right? They were there for a week, and they were, the Coast Guard saw, I don't think it was the Coast Guard, somebody flying over this little island saw in huge letters in the sand, "Help." So the Coast Guard and the Navy investigated, and they found that there were three men who had been planning to fish in the waters around this little island part of Micronesia. Their 20-foot boat was caught by swells, and swells sunk the boat. They swam to shore, and this island doesn't have anybody on it. There's no radio, obviously no cell phone, none of that stuff. So the only way that they could get attention, this island is only 31 acres. So a good rainstorm washed the thing away. They spelled out "help" on the beach, and the Coast Guard, somebody saw it and it reported to the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard went and picked them up. This is in an area that you don't want to be stuck in the middle of the Pacific, South Pacific Ocean, on the bottom end of the equator. You see a picture of this island, and you wonder, what in the world ever possessed them to want to go out there and go fishing in the first place? Right? This has been going on. The saga's been going on for 4 or 5 days because their relatives called into Guam, which is a U.S. territory, and they said they hadn't heard from these men for a while. And the island is quite a way. It's 100 or a couple hundred miles away from Guam. Again, difficult for me to understand why in the world you'd go to a place like this to go fishing. I mean, you can't go find any fish off the coast of Guam. It's a part of the Federated States of Micronesia, which is near the Philippines, it's kind of halfway between the Philippines and Guam. I mean, and Hawaii, which is where Guam is. There's 600 of these little islands all across the ocean, 2.5 million square miles of ocean, these islands. And people are silly enough to go out there and, you know, okay, let's go swimming or let's go fishing or do something like that.
Especially if they're kind of like locals-ish, you know, at the surrounding areas, they probably, you know, you wouldn't think twice. You just, all right, let's go. This is essentially part of our backyard.
I'd think twice. Don't think twice. It's all right. All right, so I want to talk about obsessions here. We seem to have, and what makes me think about this is my sister invited me to her house for dinner last night, and they had gone up to Burlington. One of their daughters lives in Burlington. So they went up there to watch the eclipse. And what they were, this normally from where we are here in Framingham up to Burlington, on the outside, maybe a 3-hour ride on a bad day. So when the eclipse is all over, Devin, who is Nancy's daughter, said, "Hey, Mom, I think you ought to go home. They had spent the weekend there, so they'd visited. And so as soon as it was over, Nancy and her husband, Bruce, got in the car and started to drive back. And the first sign of trouble was pretty much when they got out of the driveway and went down to the main road in the town south of Burlington where Devin lives. They couldn't get out because there was so much traffic that was heading south out of town. Everybody had the same idea. Okay, well, let's not wait for the rest of the traffic. Let's get out of here now. So the long and short of it, a three-hour ride turned into an eight-and-a-half-hour ride for them to get out of where all these people had gone to see the eclipse. And then I started looking around this morning earlier when I was doing my prep time, and mm-hmm. I've seen stories on top of stories on top of stories of where this happened, all the way from where James is down in Dallas, the swath that it cut, the path it cut across the country, and what people, what businesses made hay out of this, and what people, they stopped work, they didn't go to work for the day, they drove hundreds of miles to see mm-hmm. this thing. It's a phenom. And so I'm thinking to myself, this is, okay, it's cool, but is it way over the top? Did it become an obsession with us, like other things that we are becoming obsessed with? The earthquake, for example, the obsession over the earthquake here in the Northeast. Most, you know, the news media made this big deal out of it. Most people didn't feel a thing. Or if they did feel it, it was just like going through a pothole or something. And yet, we were in social media as well. Look at this, and you know, how can you see? You can't see an earthquake. You can feel an earthquake, and you can see the aftermath of an earthquake, but you can't see it. And so all these people, you know, nobody died during the earthquake here in the Northeast.
Yes, mm-hmm.
It caused very little damage. It was hardly worth wall-to-wall coverage, but people in Pennsylvania and New York and New Jersey saw nothing but this thing all day long, and it was not a big deal.
People I talked to definitely felt it. They didn't feel like it was not a big deal. They said that was like the longest 3 to 4 seconds of their life, that they felt it at first. They didn't realize what was going on. They thought that a truck hit the building. But then when
where were these people?
That shaking
where
kept going. Someone I talked to in New Jersey, someone I talked to in the city.
Yeah. Well, I have not talked to, I know, I'm not saying that you're not right, because I'm sure you are. But, you know, in the let's say in the overall scheme of things, mm-hmm. was it worth a whole day wall-to-wall coverage? Was the eclipse worth all the attention that was paid to it when everything else seemed to stop? It was cool. It was exhilarating. It was inspiring. But everybody went bananas over this stuff. I think the conclusion that I'm coming to here is that we are looking for something to hang on to that isn't the same old, you know what I'm saying?
And to each their own. People get excited about different things.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Yeah, one person can be super excited about something that another person finds, like, completely mundane. That's totally okay. And neither person is wrong. Neither person should be shamed for how they feel. Both people, there's enough space.
This is not about shaming.
Excited. Right, I'm not talking about that. There's enough space that people can be excited or feel no thrill at all about the same situation. There's enough space to hold for all of those feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it is about that. I'm giving you my feelings, you're giving us your feelings. That's what this is about. It's appropriate to have this. I just think we're overdoing it. It's like the weather coverage. You know, there's now a new network. CBS is going to compete with the Weather Channel and AccuWeather because they think that there's room for another Weather Channel. Is there? How much time does it take? I mean, I look at the Weather Channel when I'm traveling because I want to know what the weather is. But I got an app on my phone. I can look at it for 30, 40 seconds and know what's going on in Los Angeles and here in Framingham and in between. So is it something, is there something about your psyche that finds it cool to watch the Weather Channel? Maybe it's like watching the Fox News Channel. You can't even begin to imagine why people would watch that stuff all day, every day, but some people have it on, right? MSNBC. And why in the world would you watch that stuff? There's nothing in it except most of the time bitterness and sadness and anger and yay, yay, yay. All right, let's do some I feel better now having expressed myself. Thank you very
much, Jay. Therapeutic. Vented out.
Yes. All right, here's some family news. Here's the story of a mother whose son was saved by some sorority sisters. This is the story of a mother and her two boys that were sinking in a car. And it happened that some sorority sisters from the University of Georgia were going by where this accident took place. They were on their route from Athens to Atlanta, it looks like. They had a girls' weekend, and they came across this accident.
They saw it happen. Had they not seen
it
happen,
they wouldn't
have seen the car. Yeah, they wouldn't have had. Nobody probably would have even noticed the car already after the aftermath. But because they saw the accident happen, they knew to immediately go help.
Yep, and that's what they did. And so they got the 8-year-old and the 4-year-old out of the car. And I guess the mother, they were not, any of them, it looks like they were all unconscious, right? When they got them out, they did CPR because they knew it. They'd
been
trained in CPR.
Yeah, the 4-year-old was unconscious. They were able to get the mom out of the car, the 8-year-old out of the car, but the 4-year-old was more so trapped and submerged underwater for several minutes before they could get him out. And when the 4-year-old finally came out, fully, fully unconscious, and the sorority sisters were able to save him. One of them was a lifeguard in high school. They knew CPR, was able to direct the other sisters of what to do. Yeah, it was fantastic.
That's
right,
great
people at the right time.
Yep, and that's an example of the right thing happening for the right reason at the right time. And who's responsible for that? Is there a God? Is there a universal force? Yeah, there is. And this is a great example of it, so thank you. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
The waves were muddy and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275. You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Three past the hour now. It's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm always happy to remind listeners that you can reach out to Dr. Ken, have the same experience I do and thousands of other people have had over the years going to Dr. Ken for his expertise, not only as a cardiologist, but he's just good as a wraparound doctor. He understands what's going on in the body. So if you want to understand what's going on in your body, I will urge you to call 352-735-1400 for his office. If you don't want to know what's going on in your body, then don't call Ken. How's that? And so from that to the questions about aging, we've kind of been addressing these off and on this week on Good Day Health. The fact that adults are aging faster, is this across the board? Do you think both men and women are aging faster, or is this a group of people that are doing certain things in their lifestyle?
Well, this study was not powered to answer those questions. And let's just talk about what it was and where these investigators are headed, because in their paper, they did discuss that, which is obviously answering the questions we're all wondering about. But younger generations, the observation is, Doug, are aging more rapidly, and this could be leading to an increased risk of cancer. People born in or after 1965 are 17% more likely to be experiencing accelerated aging compared to seniors born between 1950 and 1954. That faster aging, Doug, is associated with a higher risk of certain cancers among adults younger than age 55, also known as early onset cancers. Multiple cancer types are becoming increasingly common among younger adults in the United States and globally. And the cancers that are being identified, and we know, unfortunately, of these in our lives from people we associate with, but it's especially lung, gastrointestinal, and uterine cancer are appearing much earlier than they have in the past.
That's not good news.
And why we're aging, why the younger folks are aging faster than they did previously, the authors of the study say that's their next effort to try and figure out. But you and I could speculate on it, but it's an interesting question.
Right. All right. Now, here's something for those who are studying aging. If you have contact with young children, apparently we all love our grandchildren and our children, but maybe there's a risk factor for a certain type of pneumonia. How do they put these two together? Young
grandma and grandpa, those little preschoolers are incredibly cute and cuddly, but make sure you have your pneumonia vaccines. This comes out of the European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Disease meeting this week. Listen, contact with preschool and kindergarten age kids, Doug, may be the leading transmission route for bacteria that can cause dangerous pneumonia in folks over 60.
Wow. All right. Here's another question about sleep dangers for babies, infant deaths. Again, we're going from old to young here in our study of aging. This is something that has to do with, it's called co-sleeping, that is putting the baby in the bed with you, right?
Exactly. This comes out of the medical journal Pediatrics this week. Very important. Doug, allowing a baby to share a bed with someone else drives up the risk of sudden infant death, we call SIDS. So the lesson is, do not let these little kids sleep on their stomach. And keep them in the cribs. You know, the crib mattress is so much firmer than an adult, so they can't smother themselves. Try to keep the kids out of your bed and put them in the crib and make sure they're not sleeping on their stomach. The back of their side is okay.
They don't smother themselves always. Sometimes the parents roll over on them and in the middle of the sleep, and they don't even know that they're on top of them.
That can happen also, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. On a soft bed, right. Easy to happen.
Questions for Dr. Ken can be sent in or they can be called in to 855-999-DUG. 855-999-3684 is the number. If you have questions for Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684. So sometimes we get a catalog of things that are similar depending on what people hear in the news during the course of the week. A lot of people actually were asking questions about what happens if they look at the eclipse too closely or without guarding. And there are a lot of things that came out of that that maybe we'll deal with next week. At any rate, this is Good Day Health at 59 past the hour. Thanks to Dr. Ken Kronos for being here.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.